Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is plagiarism to you, Anthony? What is plagiarism to you?
Oh, taking someone else's work and coming off trying to make it as your own.
Correct, right? I mean, and that's not a good thing to do, right?
No.
We know that, right?
It's a terrible thing to do.
Jake is running the board today. And welcome aboard, Jake. Jake, you're fresh out of Ithaca. What, you're not even a year out of Ithaca College, right?
That is correct.
Did you ever commit plagiarism when you were at Ithaca? You can tell us now. They can't take your degree back.
You know, I don't think I've ever really plagiarized anything major. It could be, you get a friend to, help you with a homework assignment. Maybe they show you an answer or two. But I take great pride in the fact that I never had to plagiarize any major assignment, if you will.
Now, my daughter has to submit papers as an eighth grader via a site that automatically checks to see if you plagiarized your work. You ever heard of this?
Yes, and that's
Turnitin or something.
Yeah, it's in Turnitin.com, I believe.
Turnitin, I think it is, that automatically checks to see if the kid's plagiarized. I can tell you this: half of my senior class at Cardinal O'Hara High School in Philadelphia, half of them wouldn't have graduated, and I'm not saying which half. If that was the case, it's incredible. So universities, high schools, colleges—they really frown on plagiarism. Taking someone else's work and accomplishment and using it as your own. Well, I would suggest to you then, I'm not looking for a degree from UCF. The University of Central Florida is not only obnoxious, but they absolutely are teaching their students the wrong things. What they are allowing themselves to be a party to is trying to steal someone else's work and count it as their own. I told you about it at spring training when I was down at spring training with the Atlanta Braves at Disney. I was seeing the license plates and the T-shirts. UCF 2017 national champions. And I thought, yeah, that's cute. That's really cute. But now, at the football stadium, UCF is claiming a national championship in 2017. It's complete jackassery. And for a university to sanction this, you are absolute fools. You know what we're doing? Are we teaching today's students? Oh, well, you should have had an opportunity. You deserved an opportunity to be a part of things. So we're going to give you a trophy that you didn't earn. And you know what? As a university, we're going to put up a banner, a championship sign that we didn't earn. It's disgraceful. It's an absolute joke. And guess what? If a fan base wanted to print up cute little T-shirts, that's cute. You're really cute, UCF. And by the way, before you think I'm bagging on UCF, my university plays in the exact same conference and won the conference the year before, the Temple University Owls. So I'm not trashing the conference. I'm not taunting UCF as being a lousy program or anything like that. They're a fine program. And they did a great, great job. But when you go into a game, when you go into something at the start of a season, you know what the rules are, and you agree to play by the rules. When I'm sitting at the Bellagio this July, and I'm at a blackjack table, they're going to give me an opportunity to purchase insurance. If that dealer has 21, by the way, don't do it. The casino makes a ton of money on you doing that. Don't be stupid. But they're going to give me that opportunity. If I pass on the opportunity, okay, I know the rules going in. And then the dealer gets 21. Even if I'm showing two, you know, I got two face cards. I'm feeling great about my hand. And the dealer, they turn over 21. I can't go, I got 20. I want my money back. No. You know the rules going in. You don't get to change the rules of the game as it goes on. Central Florida knew what the rules were. By the way, I heard that they hate being called UCF. So let me just do it. UCF knew the rules going in. They knew what the rules were. They weren't good enough to be able to usurp the teams that were there that made the college football playoff, period. And all I can say is, if you're a Central Florida fan, you should be very proud of your program. University of Central Florida did a fine job. And again, as a fan of the American Athletic Conference, I respect them very much. Very, very much. I respect what they accomplished. I respect how they played. I think they are a fantastic success story. But what I would also tell you is this. You are not eligible to play for the national title. Let's go. We beat FIU. We beat Maryland. That's nice. We beat Memphis and Cincinnati and East Carolina and Navy and Austin Peay and SMU and Connecticut and Temple and USF. And then we beat Memphis again. And then in a bowl game, which, by the way, you couldn't have found a team that was less interested in being in a bowl game than Auburn. Auburn not only looked like they were going to have a chance to be the top seed, play for the national championship after beating Alabama in the regular season. But then Auburn got their teeth kicked in the SEC championship game and saw it all slip by the wayside. That's not the resume of a team that says, you know what? We won the national championship and we proved it. No, you didn't. And the fact that a university would sanction this is an absolute joke. It's a joke. The fact that you are willing to put up a sign, celebrate something that you didn't accomplish. If you're a Central Florida student, this is what I would suggest to you. Don't waste time writing that paper. Go plagiarize someone else's work. Go find the smartest kid in school and ask them for last semester's paper, and you turn it in as your own. Because Central Florida thinks plagiarism is okay. They think stealing someone else's accomplishment and stealing someone else's work is okay. So I'd suggest that every Central Florida student go enjoy the Florida sunshine. Go work an internship in the field you want to work in, because the internship is going to be far more valuable than anything you're going to learn in that classroom. Let me just give you a spoiler alert. But steal someone else's work. Go do it. Every one of your classes. Who cares? And I'd go to the Supreme Court if I had to say, wait a minute. The university told me it was okay to take someone else's accomplishment and use it as my own. It's absolutely a joke. And the fact that a university sanctions it, it was cute on a t-shirt. It was cute. Stealing someone else's work? I thought our university system was supposed to be better than that. But I guess they thought that the student body and the athletes and the coaches couldn't handle it if they did any different.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.